Here's Check On Stores we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's Tri-State Forecast, a sunny day today, temperatures in the mid-30s, partly cloudy, low in the 20s tonight. Tomorrow, sun with increasing clouds, late showers, mid-40s. On Thursday, cloudy, a chance of rain and snow showers, lower 40s. And Friday, cloudy with a chance of snow, 30 to 35 degrees. Registration is now open for COVID-19 rapid testing to be held Thursday morning in Sheffield. The session will use the Bionex Now antigen test. As of 12:30 Monday, limited appointment slots were available for the session in Sheffield, hosted by the Southern Berkshire Public Health Collaborative. Drop-in appointments may be available at the end of the session for a half hour if the supplies of the test kits last. You can register online at signup.genius.com/go/10COF44ACA72AAOFBC07-BINAXNOW. Organizers say test results will be emailed within 4 hours. You can go to Robin Hood Radio's Daily Bugle and you can click on the link right there. Connecticut Governor Ned Lamont and Public Health Commissioner said they urge state residents to be judicious in the use of rapid COVID-19 tests that the state is making available. The infectious disease physician said only people who have symptoms of COVID-19 or others who have been exposed to the virus should test themselves. Lamont was on the defensive last week after an $18.5 million state deal to purchase 3 million at-home COVID tests collapsed several days after the governor's office announced the test kits had been purchased. He blamed the delay on misrepresentation by the supplier. Meanwhile, Connecticut's COVID-19 death rate will worsen before it improves, according to health officials on Monday. The state reached a record-breaking 21.5 positivity rate. Local health officials expect COVID-19 surge to last until early February, according to the Senior System Director of Infection Prevention at Hartford Healthcare, noting that the United States typically follows trends in the United Kingdom by 6 to 8 weeks. Some Connecticut hospitals are tightening their visitation rules due to COVID-19. Some of those changes are fully vaccinated visitors per patient, only one per day on an inpatient unit, one fully vaccinated adult visitor for patients in the emergency department, one fully vaccinated adult visitor for patients undergoing surgical procedures, no visitors allowed for patients testing positive for COVID-19 or persons under investigation. Patients are except as outlined in compassionate care circumstances, and you're advised not to visit if you have any symptoms of a cold, flu, or COVID-19. Check with your local hospital before you go. A logistical mistake blamed for delays of processing Dutchess JCPenney site tests. The lab that processes the testing from Dutchess County sites blamed a delay in receiving samples taken December 27th at the Poughkeepsie Galleria site for why some residents waited until the start of the week for results. However, Prophase Chief Executive Officer Ted Karkus said Monday, the one-time issue has been resolved and everyone should have their results. The delay caused confusion for many who were tested that day at the former JCPenney. Some said the confusion was exacerbated after being told by lab phone operators that their sample could not be used due to a shipping or labeling issue. While waits are persisting for COVID-19 tests in the Berkshires, 1 in 5 now results are coming back positive cases. Recent COVID tests in the Berkshires are coming back positive at higher rate than the pandemic as a whole. In the last 7 days, 19.2% of the roughly 5,000 tests conducted by Berkshire Medical Center detected the virus. That compares to 16.2% in the last 14 days and 11.3% for the entire pandemic. Since December 27th, over 1,100 new COVID-19 cases have been reported in Berkshire County, according to the State Department of Public Health. As we said, registration is open for COVID-19 rapid tests in Sheffield this week. Some meetings coming up this week. In Canaan, the Canaan Board of Education has their regular monthly meeting. It's virtual at 7 p.m. tonight. In Cornwall, Inland Wetlands Watercourse meeting via Zoom at 7 p.m. Board of Selectmen via Zoom at 4 p.m. In Hillsdale, New York at 7:30, the Zoning Board is holding a public hearing. That'll be at 7:30. On Town Hall, an application by James and Pamela Carton for a special permit for an expansion of the limitations of their current special use permit on Route 23 in Hillsdale. The Housing Production Planning Committee has a meeting coming up on Wednesday at 3 p.m. via Zoom in Sheffield. Democratic Town Caucus for the Town of Canaan Wednesday at 6:30 at the Falls Village Fire Department Emergency Services Center. Masks are required within the facility, as well as social distancing. Personal attendance is required. No Zoom, FaceTime, calling in, or proxy voting is possible at this point. In Sharon on Wednesday, the American Rescue Plan Act meeting will be held at 6:30. Pine Plains Board of Education next meeting will be Wednesday at 7 p.m. at the Sissing Mountain Junior Senior High School. Dover Town Board has their organizational meeting coming up on Wednesday. Also in Dover, the meeting of the Zoning Board regular meeting happens on Wednesday as well. Village of Milton committee meeting, the police committee meeting, happens on Thursday at 6 p.m. via Zoom. Email the clerk at villageofmilton.com to get a Zoom link. In Hillsdale, New York, the town board organizational meeting is happening from 6 till 9 p.m. The town board of Hillsdale will hold its organizational meeting via Zoom. More information on the town hall website. That is January 6. Now on Friday in Salisbury at 8:30 in the morning, a special joint meeting at the PZC and Inland Wetlands and Watercourse Commission. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com, where you'll find a regular menu and their tapas menu, and they have specials every day of the week. interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and on Instagram, and by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was up 246.76, starts off today at 36,585.06. The NASDAQ starts off the day at 15,832.80, and the S&P 500 at 4796.56. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.